designed to reflect. Some theologians call them companions. Some scientists say commensals. I just call them gifts. Because in their quiet, patient way, dogs and cats teach us how to love. They model loyalty, presence, forgiveness. They're little shadows of what God is always doing, staying near, speaking comfort without words. And when we love them back, when we scratch behind their ears or whisper, "Good boy," or "You're safe," maybe we're doing something holy. Maybe we're participating in a deeper kind of affection, the kind that starts with the Creator. That's why the grief hits so hard when we lose them. It's not just an animal. It's a loss of presence, of connection, of love given and received without strings. But here's what I believe. God doesn't forget what He breathes life into. He doesn't throw away what He called good. And He's never finished writing the story of a soul, whether it walks on two legs or four. So if you've ever loved a dog like family, or held a cat through the night and whispered, "You're safe," you weren't being soft. You were being like God. For this, Clyde Pilkington and Steve Martin.